Station on the 29th.
Oh, we got stuff in our box.
Yeah.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Hey, Mark. They work. This is certificates that we've done today, but we don't lose anything. No, it came from Diane and Bruce. Yeah, they wanted to make sure we had enough money in the budget, is what they were asking. Yeah. Yes, I know.
Morning. Yeah. She's going to come. Okay. Thank you. Oh, good. Good. Yeah. Be fun.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yes.
Oh, it was wonderful. I was just showing them my pride and joy. See?
Oh, wow. Graduated.
Yep.
What? Where she graduated?
Oh, she graduated from high school. Yeah. The oldest one graduates from college next year. That is a Catholic church. Yes. So, yeah, she's, her birthday's on the 19th. No, of May, May 19th. Graduation is May the 29th, and their mom and dad's anniversary is May the 29th. Married 29 years.
Now I must be that lucky.
I thought that was so neat. We wouldn't have, that wouldn't happen very often. But see, Chad and Eileen, their birthday's August the 13th.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. She's born in the morning and he's born at night. Always told her she was the old woman. Yep. But anyway.
I keep forgetting to write the dates on here.
Sorry,
I keep forgetting to write the dates.
Oh.
And I'm with a start date. And so today is June 1st.
Sounds familiar. I think we all forget some. Morning.
Good morning.
How do I get it up there?
scared is about. There you go. That's right. Yes. There you go. There you go. I guess. I think it was. No, I'm just teasing. Just teasing. I know. All right. Yeah. Oh well. We'll get it. We'll get it. We'll get it working. We'll get us on the right track. I know. You got to keep thinking positive, Bruce.
Whatever.
All those things they wouldn't get done.
If this is wrong, then you people should write me a letter. Other than that, I will take it as good. You're very sad. Absolutely.
Not many people today. Not many people showed up.
No. They aren't too interested.
No. This is different.
Well, good morning, everyone. I see there's only a few out here this morning. I'm so glad you showed up. Well, I'd like to welcome you to the Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreation District Board of Trustees. Special meeting agenda, June the 1st, 2022, 10 a.m. Chairman, Karen K. Allen, call this meeting to order. Becky?
Okay. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day and for the things that we have, food and shelter. Please look after those people today without these things and give us the knowledge to make good decisions for our park. Watch all over all of those who protect us. And we ask all these things in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. commitment.
Amen. You would join with the pledge allegiance. Roll call, please.
Yeah.
We're going to have roll call.
Karen Allen.
Present.
Joan Occhionero. Present. Kathy Stone.
Present.
David Curtis. Absent. Becky Ernest. Here. Mark Boda.
Present.
Gary Vincent.
Present.
I have budgets if people need to get a paper copy.
Well, Mark, we're going to have you go ahead with our presentation.
Good morning. First, let me apologize if this proposal isn't the same as the one you may have obtained. I was still making changes late into last night while being educated and frustrated by the process. My intention this morning is to present the proposed budget, incorporate any changes following the discussion, and get it out to publishing. I'm also hoping that the board might possibly be confident enough in what is presented, that a vote to approve may occur. If not, it will be placed on the next regular meeting agenda for approval. I have several general notes. In the 2022-2023 proposed budget, annual assessments are being raised $100 from the previous year. From 2016 to 2019-2020, the annual assessment was at 2,097. In the years 2020 to present, the annual assessment was lowered to 1977. This was done because we had paid off our outstanding loans and decided to give the residents a break. All this taken into account, this annual assessment will still be $20 less than the assessments from the years 2016 and into 2020. Healthcare costs. As of the end of May, Holiday Park was no longer able to supply group health insurance to qualified employees. And we could not have the words health insurance on the budget as a line item. I decided to rename the line item bonus. This bonus would be added to our employees' pay at the beginning of each month to cover their insurance costs. The employees we covered had to go to the marketplace to get their insurance, and based on age and income, they received a federal credit towards their premium. This drastically reduced their premiums, and I will cover that when I discuss those line items individually. Lastly, on insurance, we currently pay 100% of our employees' insurance. A decision will need to be made as to whether or not we will continue to do so, or do we want to consider capping the expense at a dollar value or a percentage value, or not at all. Cable TV. The Spectrum proposal we discussed last month is no longer on the table. I spoke with Chase and Gill yesterday. RFPs went out this month. It'll be about a month before we get a response. After that, it will take another 4 to 6 months for all the other due diligence to be completed before we get any proposals or bids. By the time all this takes place, we will be well into next year, possibly working on the 23-24 budget proposal. So we plan now to budget for the 5% increase that was going to go into effect at the beginning of the year, and hopefully have a newly signed contract for cable internet to take effect when the current Spectrum contract runs out in early December of next year. Lawn care, our lawn care contract is a 3% increase over the previous year. Currently, I have a proposal that would lower our cost by $17,000. I plan to get more bids and bring this before the board in the not too distant future and save. We can go to the budget that's up on the white. Time I'm doing this, I may have some problems with that. Our tax certificates. It had been at 20,000. When we pay for tax certificates, we had budgeted 20,000, but we don't normally get all that money back. So I estimated an income return of 90%. That makes that $18,000. Discounts and unpaid assessments, that's a value that's on every year. That is a number that is when people pay their taxes early, they get a discount. So that's where that value comes from. It comes from the discounts from the people that pay their taxes early. If you pay in November, it might be 3%, December 2%, January 1%, but that's where that figure comes from. Other income, our application fees, buyer, renter, ACC, e-stopples, and decals. We've had a lot of movement in the park, new homeowners, new homes coming in, older homes being taken out, and we've seen a large increase in those pays. So I budgeted that up to $30,000. Under election fees, you can see that in 2021-22, there was nothing budgeted. And then this year we have 4,500. When COVID hit, they moved our elections from here to the college and they charged us. Before, we were not being charged monies because we held the elections here. So there was no added cost at that point. Now that it's moved to the college, and this is for the regular general election held in November. So I'm carrying that forward. A lot depends on if people sign up and run for the board. If nobody runs, of course, there won't be any cost. But if there is an election, then we will have a cost associated with that.
Mark, should we ask questions as you're going along or wait till the end?
You can ask questions as we go along.
Okay, thank you.
We've added training for the board. We need to assign a number to that. As of January 1st, all board members are required to take the ethics, sunshine law, and public records. The cost is approximately $80 for each trustee. I budgeted $1,000. For the payroll for the DM, they had that at $100,000. I thought that was a little high. I put in possible salary of $70,000. Now, through the vetting process, we may find that that's not enough. But there's right now there's we don't have anything to go on or go by. So I've used that value. You'll see at the end of the, at the end of my presentation, we have, there's a lot of money that's left over that is in our contingency fund. Those monies could be used towards, if we had to change things in the budget, such as a DM salary. We may not be able to get somebody for that amount. Becky?
I don't think that that's high enough. When we hired a district manager through a headhunter before, it was over 80,000. I don't think that 70,000 is enough. I mean, yes, we could take it out of reserves, but we should try to correct it now.
So a suggestion?
Pardon me?
Suggestion?
I'd leave it at the 82 where it was.
Okay.
But that's just my opinion.
No,
I'm just one.
That's why we're doing this. I'm so that we get this ironed out and
Mark,
where we want it to be. Yes.
You have 100% for health insurance there at the 14,000. So I think we could probably leave it where it is because we're thinking about maybe adjusting health insurance. So
I'll explain.
84 total.
I'll explain that when we get to that point. Okay. So we want to raise the possible salary to 82,000.
Yeah, right. I would.
Yes.
We didn't. No. We gave him a price range of. We gave him up to 60,000. But the only. Right. And
so would it be a good.
We only have one applicant at this point, and that person is making over 60,000. So, and they weren't really qualified.
Bruce?
Bruce Crabb, 1242 Neighborly Court. Just two things. Mark is right on the election thing. This is the first year we ever paid for our elections. Any time that we have more than two people running for one office, we're going to get charged $4,500 to $5,000. That's going to be a given because they will not allow us to do them here anymore. They have redesigned the regional for the state. About the hiring a manager, Becky is right. This is not enough money, and I think that's why Keith built in $100,000 just to leave it at $100,000. Doesn't mean we have to pay it. We had a headhunter once before, and then another time we had picked four or five people. And do you remember the Zoom session we had with the man up in Chicago? Yeah. We wasted an hour in this hall trying to do a Zoom thing. The guy wanted $175,000, if I remember right. I mean, come on, folks. You know, we have to have a basis when we send out these things to the people that are going to apply for a job. They got to know what the price range is. We wasted over an hour on Zoom with this man and he won $175,000. That was just a waste of everybody's time. We should at least build in probably $90,000. I don't think you're going to hire anybody for 70 today.
Comments?
Yeah, maybe we ought to go with Becky's recommendation.
I think 82 should do it. And like you said, this is a budget. It can be changed.
So how about if we set it at 85?
That's fine. I have no hassle with that. Okay. We don't any of us have a crystal ball.
What's that?
We don't any of us have a crystal ball.
Understand. All right. So bonus executive. As I stated, the employees that are qualified have to go through ACA. The reason they have to go through ACA to get their insurance now. So our insurance agent has sat down with the employees that can get the insurance. And as I said, when they pick their plan, they get federal credits towards what their premium is going to be. And these were greatly reduced from what we were paying. For the district manager, I know it shows last year was 5885. That's not what it was. We were paying $1,180 per month under the group health plan. And that comes out to over $14,000. Now, I expect it to be much less. However, I just left that at where it was for now because I don't know what it's going to be. When I went through the insurances for the other, for the employees that can get the insurance, I figured the value of the premium they had to pay. And I used that for 3 months because come November, they're going to have to go back and redo their insurance. Just like anybody that has a health plan has to reselect their plan every November. And then that starts in January. So in talking with the insurance agent, I added 5% on to that initial value for January over to into the next budget. And then I came up with a value, and that's what I used in my figures. And I'll get to that again. So under payroll for admin, we budgeted $69,000. It's still $69,000. We recently gave a merit increase to our administrative assistant. And we normally do we normally budget for a 3% increase for any other employees. Based on that pay, so I calculated that out, and for the first 3 months, October through December, it would be approximately $460. For January through September of next year, it would be approximately $480. So I came up with a value of $5,710. Previously, we were paying $1,180 per month under the group health plan and greater than $14,000. So you can see that is less than half of that value going through the marketplace. Yes.
Hello, everybody. Karen Foote, 214 Holiday Park. You know that Mark and I worked a long time on this insurance. And I agree with Mark. We need to either do a cap for insurance or a percentage. Because you're always going to have one employee that's going to be triple of what a normal rate is. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. A normal rate, if you can get the federal credit, some people have a husband or wife that works will never get that credit. Their insurance is going to be $1,200 a month. So if you're going to keep hiring people and keeping the insurance and paying their insurance as a bonus, you guys got to either put a cap of $100 a month or a percentage, because you're going to be paying out a lot more money than what Mark's asking for. Do you understand what I'm saying? The normal person, if they get the federal credit, pays $90 a month. That's going to be your normal employee. Any other employee that has other health problems or different ages or whatever are going to pay a lot more, triple and four times more than that. Go ahead, Garrett.
Karen, do you happen to know the income level limit to get a federal tax credit for an individual or couple?
I know myself, Ron and I could not get it. I couldn't get it when Ron capped out at 65 and I got dropped from his health insurance. I could not get the federal limit because Ron made too much in retirement.
2 years ago.
So it would have been $1,200 for me a month.
2 years ago, a couple, I think it was $75,000. And the credit was about $270,000. Now, the latest stimulus or whatever recovery almost doubled the tax credit, and I believe they raised the
and that changes every year, too, with the federal government. That tax credit changes every year also in January. Right. So you don't know if it'll be that high next year or not that high.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, I think you guys all, the trustees all should realize you either need to put a cap, monthly cap, or a percentage. If you do the percentage, you're going to give one employee more than the other. If you do a cap, you won't. But you guys got to decide that.
The DM might not qualify for the federal tax credit.
They definitely won't because they'll be making too much money.
Okay.
Yeah. There is a cap on your salary, too, on how much you can make.
Karen, I think if we're a single person, I think you're going to make like $45,000 to be on that, to get on the government.
That's what I'm
saying.
Yeah. That's the cap for a single person. Yeah. So you don't want your salary to go over that.
Yeah.
All right. I hope that answers everybody. We've been getting all those questions sent to us as messages. And the other question was, last meeting when you guys voted for bonuses were first, remember, to pay their insurance. Then you voted in raises. Did you mean to do both? That's what the residents are asking.
Yes.
Because you gave... No, hold on, Beck. You gave a bonus to pay their insurance, and then you gave them big raises. So they want to know, is that exactly what you guys wanted? Because you didn't talk about that after you gave them the raises. So we just got to make it black and white for them. So then Mark knows that everything's correct.
Because
they didn't talk about bonuses when we gave, or raises when we gave the bonuses.
We didn't touch the park paying 100% of the potential out of cost, and there was massive savings, as Mark pointed out, in the actual cost because of the federal subsidy.
Right.
And it looks approximately like that savings was transferred into raises, ballpark. I'm not sure. Mark might know the numbers, but
not really.
I don't know exactly.
Because you look at Sheree and who was on there? Lori, Sheree.
Lori, Jose, Derek, and James Heron.
But Jose and Dwayne.
Lori didn't get a $1,000 a month raise.
No.
And that's what her insurance was.
What was that?
I said Lori didn't get a $1,200 a month raise.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So her raise didn't go to pay her insurance. But I just wanted you guys to make it clear today for everybody that's asking these questions. Did you mean to do the bonus and the huge raises? And that's all.
Yes.
I know Becky's saying yes, but the rest, I've asked a couple of you other guys, and you said, oh, I guess we didn't look at it that way. So I guess you guys need to decide that at your next meeting, not today. Mm-hmm. Anybody else have questions on the insurance? Hi, Kay. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We good? Go ahead, Bruce.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I, for one, know how much work Mark has done on this budget. I've talked with him a few times. I did budgeting in this park 10 or 11 years ago with Keith Richards. Karen's right. I think you voted that both ways the last meeting, so we got to revisit that. I also stood up at the last meeting with all the grumbling in the back of the room and said, at one time, we hired almost exclusively retired people, so we would not have to pay health insurance. It might be a good idea to think about this for our future hirement. I remember Mr. Anderson, he was on, we didn't supply him with health insurance because he was retired. And a number of managers in the past were retired, so we didn't pay health insurance. Health insurance, for whatever reason, has gone absolutely crazy in this country, and the government can't even keep up with it. And we're stuck now with deciding, are we going to spend all this money? I don't know what the answer is, but what we're doing is driving us all crazy. And I know it's driven Mark crazy. We're going to have to make a decision. Maybe we shouldn't even try to supply any employees with health insurance. That might be another possibility.
I think we're getting off track a little. We need to get back to the budget. Those things need to go on an agenda.
All right, so I'm... This is going to... So we are not going to vote on any budget today. It'll be brought up at the next meeting, and this will be discussed at our next regular meeting.
Okay.
Mark, all we're hearing is considering a possible cap or a percentage, which would reduce the budgeted figures. I don't think we're going to change the amount of the raises we approved, but we could adjust down the park's insurance costs. So these numbers right now...
Okay.
Maybe high. Okay.
Carol Summers, 1143 Greenview Court. Mark, are we not under a time restraint for getting this budget approved and posted with the state?
My hope was that at the end of today, it would be in a form where I could make the changes and at least get it out for publication. Not necessarily vote on it today.
I mean, we have a guideline or a time frame that we have to get it posted publicly, right? And then it has to be submitted to the state.
Correct.
If we keep putting things off and not voting on it, we're going to not make that deadline. Our next meeting is 2 weeks away. Some of these things can't wait another 2 weeks. I know that this is a meeting specifically for the budget. That's all you can talk about is the budget. You have already voted to give the wages. You've already voted to do the bonuses. That shouldn't even be a discussion right now because that's already been approved at our last meeting. You guys did vote that way, whether you intended to or not. That's how it was voted, and he's created the budget based on that.
Great.
If at your next meeting you choose to change something, that's your business as a board and as the park. But right now, we need to keep this budget the way he's prepared it, with as few changes as possible, because if we don't make our deadline and we don't get it filed with the state on time, we can be penalized, I believe. So we need to make certain that we stay on track with what he has prepared with as few changes as possible, I think.
Agreed.
Yes.
Understand. The next thing I'm going to talk about is professional fees legal. It was $12,000. I have bumped that up to $20,000. We have had claims made against the park. We have sought legal counsel. It is going to cost us some money. We cannot discuss it. All I will say is I bumped the legal fees up so that it can cover costs that we might incur through the legal process. I don't have any idea what those might be. We do have counsel that will be handling this through our insurance, and that's all I can say. Legal fees, tax certificate purchase. We've talked about this before. Bruce and Diane take care of our tax certificates. It shows here that last year was 10,000, but I know that at a meeting we had said we had a lot of 20,000 in there. I kept that the same for this year. And again, that's so we can buy the tax certificates. I budgeted for 90% coming back to the park. You'll see that the utilities electric didn't change. In the program that they use to come up with the budget, they look at what they paid actual to date through March of this year, and then it is annualized out to the end of the fiscal year for the budget. That value, 67, was not accurate. We weren't even near that. It had in there for a 7% increase. I'm leaving that the same. I expect it's going to be closer to that value. On a lot of these items, utilities, water, and sewer, we are expecting increases. So they've been increased accordingly. I can't say what the value is. That's kind of a crystal ball. I don't know what percentages are going to go up. So in looking at the projected out annually, we use that number for those values as to what it would have cost the previous year. Cable TV we discussed. I'm leaving it at the 5% increase, and with the hopes that we, by budget time next year, we have something that we can put into the budget for a new service. On the taxes, fees, and licenses, when I was going over the workup sheet, last year we had $31,500. We had budgeted $5,000. I know that. So in this year-end review, we actually, as of March, had only been charged tax, fees, and license, was only $2,000. And annualized out was $4,000. So I'm not sure how we got the $30,000 was a value that was given to our staff. By the state. And I don't believe that we were ever taxed that amount or was ever that high. So I didn't see any point in leaving it at $30,000 when we're only paying $4,000. So I reduce that back to $5,000 from the $30,000. Bonus for the gate. Calculating the 3 months from October to December was $260 a month. From October to December was $290. And then going forward with a 5% increase would be $305. As you can see there, the total is 3,620 bucks. Previously, it was 520 bucks a month, which was 6,240. So we had a large amount of savings there also with them going through the marketplace. Yes.
Net reg is 409 holiday. Now you have here allowing a 3% increase for the gate.
Say that again.
You said 5% increase for the gate, but on here you're allowing 3%. Pardon me? Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Payroll custodians shows a 3% increase. On the bonus custodians, that value was based on, we just hired two new employees. And it's my understanding that those employees are going to be full-time. So I budgeted for them for their insurance. I used the same value that I use the higher value of the employees that are covered now because I don't know what it's going to be for these individuals. And that can be adjusted, but that's how I came up with that value. Temporary office services. So through the midpoint of this budget, we paid manpower $13,800. I believe now we have a full staff. I'm not positive. I believe we have a full staff to cover all our hours. However, I didn't want to leave manpower out of there completely in the event that something happens and we have to go back through manpower. Now, I think we're trying to go through different agents in our hiring process so that it isn't as costly as what we pay out when we go through manpower. But I wanted to leave a value in there to cover that cost. And I arbitrarily decided 10,000. Payroll grounds crew, you don't see the 3% increase there. That's because our grounds crew of one received a meritorious raise and has been here for more than 25 years. R&M pools and rec facilities, I raised that to 25,000. I only expect those things are going to go up. Excuse me. They did the same with the irrigation system. Our contract, back up under R&M grounds, our contractor, we've been using Alpine to do a lot of tree service for us. Currently this year, we had budgeted 5,000. We're currently at 4,800. I have additional contracts that are probably another $3,000 to $4,000 for work that we still want to have done in the park with dead trees or trees that are overhanging our culverts that are cause blockage in them. So I left the Alpine at 5,000. I wouldn't expect we would have as much next year because we're doing much more this year than what I think we had intended. Down to the reserve outlays for buildings, infrastructure, grounds. I put them at $30,000. We need to start funding our reserves. And the way this budget worked out, originally I think they had budgeted $15,000. I wanted to bump that up to $30,000. I hope by the next regular board meeting that I will have set up a proposal for a policy for our reserve funds and reserve funds set up with a value in those reserve funds. And then this money out of the budget at the end of the year will go into the reserve funds to replenish them as we use those funds on the buildings or on the roads or on the pools. You can see at the bottom, we have a contingency expense. This is what is extra in the budget of approximately $109,000. I'm collecting my thoughts. We can use those monies to raise what we're going to put towards reserve fund reserve accounts. I'd like to see something in there in the event that, understand we have a huge sum of money that sits in our TD Bank account. That if there was a catastrophic event, we would draw money out of there. But I also think it's important to have contingency expense in our operating budget. If something small happens, you know, say we had a small twister or windstorm or something go through and cause damage, that we would have money to take care of that in the budget. Any other questions? That kind of concludes. I believe, Carol, that we need to have the budget published as soon as possible. As far as the vote, that's going to be up to the board. If there's other changes we need to make, I'd like to know now so I can make them so that we can get it published. And as Carol said, we've already voted on the bonuses, the raises, and we can address that issue again down the line. If anything, it's not going up, it would be going down.
Mark, I see that right at the bottom, you increased the reserve outlay like capital improvements by 44,000, which is a good thing. So we're not spending our savings as we spend some things.
You got to say where we're at again. I didn't catch that.
Reserve outlays for buildings and infrastructure and grounds. There's been an increase, and you've budgeted it now to spend $90,000 instead of last year's $45,855, which is $45,000 more. And where's the other one? Oh, yeah. Contingency expense, you've increased that by $38,741. So that's a good budgeting, good planning. It's reflects and it makes up The overall budget has gone up from last year to this year by $93,000, and $82,886 of it is planning by you with these numbers to allocate funds instead of spending it out of savings. So all but $9,000 is accounted for by planning on spending on these capital improvements and increasing our contingency fund. So I think it's a good plan you've come up with. So we're not automatically spending down the savings balance in the TD account, you know, 90% of it. You've already said, look, we don't have to touch the savings because you're budgeting for it substantially. And I think it's a good thing.
Well, you have to understand that in the savings, when we establish reserve accounts, there will be numbers, and they'll show up on the large treasurer spreadsheet that shows what is spent every month, and then is cumulative. We will have on the bottom of that what the reserve accounts are for. Specifically, we will have a number in those accounts. Now, say we set up a reserve account for, I'm gonna use this as an example, for this building, and we say we're going to put $250,000 into this account, into the reserve account for 215 Holiday Park. I will also put under there, this includes kitchen, card room, pool room, office. It includes the whole building. This year we've already approved to put in some new air conditioning in the card and pool rooms. That wasn't in our budget. All right. So that's going to come out of our TD Bank account for this year. In the future, we want those monies there, and we want to know that this is what we're taking out, what's in there, what we're adding to that, and what we're taking out of that. And we can keep better track of that separately under those reserve funds.
I have one more question, and then I know this is going to throw you off, but I probably should ask you this a long time ago. You know, we're looking at doing some repairs in the kitchen, and I've been staying with that diligently. I've been in here 5 times within the last week with the contractor. One of the things that we looked at yesterday was the electrical panels. And if you remember when there was a presentation before, they said that during our barbecue, when they would plug things in, it was shorting everything out and you weren't grounded properly and everything. And they want to enlarge the kitchen and all of that. And it's going to be a very expensive project. It's not going to be cheap. So putting it into our contingency to do all that kind of work is wonderful. But there are a few things that we're going to have to do that you can't put off for a year and a half to develop a $100,000 fund. So if the electrical in there is so bad that the guy yesterday just about dropped his drawers and lost his teeth. It's 50 plus years old. It's antiquated and outdated. The whole panel is going to have to be replaced before you can even consider doing work. That's going to be one of your major things. If that had to be done before we had our big budget, could that be put into your contingency program so that it could be funded to do that? Because if you don't fix that, your kitchen's going to be kind of like dead.
My thought about that was that this whole building needs to be gone through for the electrical, because things in the kitchen could affect out here. Things out here can affect the kitchen. So I think we need to look into getting an electrical engineer in to look at all this and give us an idea of what that cost is going to be.
Well, that's who I was with yesterday, was an electrical engineer, but he just looked at the kitchen and then the panels in here. And like I said, he dropped his drawers and lost his teeth.
Right.
And he said it was not pretty.
But I think we need to look at, if we're going to do one, I think we need to look at everything and do it all at one time. Now, understand.
Could that be part of the contingency expense, though? Is that what we could pull from, is what I was asking. If that had to be done,
absolutely,
we could do any of our other construction that they're wanting to do, that could come from the contingency.
Absolutely. But understand we would be looking at the contingency from last year, from the current budget. And yes, that monies could come out of there.
Okay, so that's something we may want to address in the near future, because that is a serious issue that I discovered yesterday.
Understand.
Any other?
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I doubt if other than maybe one person sitting here today remembers the hurricanes. I want to tell you this park was destroyed in 04. We lost 85 homes in here, I believe. This parking lot, they had four or five big roll-off dumpsters that were picked up almost daily. We spent a tremendous amount of extra money just cleaning this park up. You couldn't even drive down the streets in this park when I got back here. Definitely, we have to plan on this in our contingency fund, because I don't know how many $100,000 we spent at that time, but it was an absolute mess in this park. I videoed the whole park, so I have the video. Someday, maybe we should show it up there. Might be an awakening thing.
Mm-hmm. So again, in our TD account, we have $1 million+ of money in that account. I don't intend to take all that money and put it into the reserve accounts, okay? I'd like to just establish a few reserve accounts, like I said, pools, roads and drainage, 215 Holiday Park, maybe a smaller reserve fund for the gatehouse, but still leave a good amount of money in that account that would be considered also like a contingency. So if something did happen, we're not stealing from our, I mean, if we have a disaster, we're going to take the money from wherever we need it. That's just the facts of life. But if it's not that awful, we'd have that money still in our TD Bank account, and we wouldn't have to go into take the money out of the reserves that's earmarked for specific jobs that we want to start looking at and start getting done in the park.
Any other comment from the public? Trustees have any comments?
I'd like to make a motion that we approve this budget with the change of $85,000 into the salary as the only change.
I'll second that.
Okay. It has been moved and second that we approve this budget. Everybody in favor, raise your hands.
I think it's just to post it, right, Mark? So that you can post it?
No, we can vote on it right now.
We can vote on it now.
Okay, then we just did, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I have one other question. As far as the assessment is concerned, we have to vote on that now, or do we have to vote on that at the next meeting?
That would be next meeting.
You're confusing me. If we're voting on the budget,
right,
we're voting on the assessment.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
What's the dollar amount, Mark? I thought you said $100 increase.
It is $100 increase from the last three previous years.
$20 over what it was in 2016.
$20 under.
Under.
Okay. What it was in 2016.
And with the planning you've done, I think it's really good. You've increased a contingency expense. You budgeted for a 55% increase and pretty much doubled the capital outlay budget. So I think it's excellent planning.
We've already covered that.
Mark, does the assessment that you have at the top of this, does that cover the $85,000 salary? Or does that have to be changed?
Yes, it'll cover that. It'll just change the, it'll bring the contingency down slightly.
Okay.
Any other comment? Well, Mark, I think you did a nice job. We're all proud of you.
Thank you for all your time and effort.
I'm sorry, Becky, I did not hear you.
I just said thank you for all this time and effort. He really did put a lot of time into this.
Excellent. We do appreciate that.
No.
Okay. Do we have anyone like to call for an adjournment?
I make a motion we adjourn.
Need a second?
I'll second that.
Been moved a second. We adjourn. Everybody in favor? Everybody opposed? Motion carried. Thank you very much for coming, everybody. And Sir Knight Mark, nice job.
Thank you. All this money, the things that are going to be spent.
Getting better on taking my notes.
Account to do that.
It does take, I was just starting to do it, but I still have to do the minutes.
I know.
I had to end the 2 minutes.
She said, you guys were asking for the
money. Oh, I do too. I'm going to sit there and listen. I still haven't done one for the 23rd. I'm still working on that. Yeah.